Hi, welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 52, entitled Man's Disdain for God. I will apologize up front. Sometimes I get the episode numbers mixed up, so just bear with me. Again, this one is Man's Disdain for God. As I commune with the Lord, I am reading from 1 Samuel chapters 4 through 7. God was bringing judgment upon Eli and his sons Hophni and Phinehas. Additionally, there is a war between Israel and the Philistines. As the Israelites continue to take the Lord for granted, their defeat will be inevitable. Besides, this is partly because they chose to continue following the men that disrespected God. As the Israelites themselves continue to worship idols, nevertheless, they expected that they should prevail and their behavior be overlooked. Even so, their acts were so grievous that initially, when the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came into the camp, the Philistines were terrified because they had heard of the terrible acts God had done to Israel's enemies in the past, including the Egyptians. The Israelites refused to honor God and hardened their hearts. The Philistines defeated Israel, captured the Ark, while becoming as callous toward God as the Israelites, even setting the Ark next to their god Dagon, as if he was just another common idol. In addition, holding on to the need to feel that they and the statue built by the hands of men could save themselves. Thus, the conquering of the God of Israel. God in his righteousness plagued them with tumors. Mice ravaged the land, and the people were dying. The Philistines had no choice but to acknowledge the Lord's sovereignty. The awesome way that the Ark returned to Israel is beautiful. You can read this in 1 Samuel chapter 6, verses 7 through 13. Still, the Israelites did not follow God's commands. There was no respect for the Lord, and they continued to approach him with contempt. Consequently, the Lord struck down 50,070 men as a result, giving the Israelites no choice but to fear him, even if not done reverently. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. This scripture has always stood out to me because some people think that the more people that pray for you, the better the outcome. This is not so. It may be that one of them is righteous and God will hear them. This is why man is used in the singular form. This is confirmed by the prophet Samuel admonishing Israel to turn to God with all their heart, mind, body, and soul, to remove the distractions from among them. It was Samuel whose prayers God honored, allowing the Israelites to defeat their enemies. Nonetheless, it is compelling, but also pleasing, that he wants to have an intimate relationship with each and every one of us. When your heart is right with the Lord, you will praise him when you wake, throughout the day, and at night. Your spiritual eye will be opened and you become thankful, recognizing that he truly is always working on your behalf. I see it every day. At times, it is hard to explain because people take so many things for granted. So as I notice what seems minuscule to others, it is immense for me. Trials and tribulations will come. Moreover, it is better with him than alone or with mere men. I am continually in awe and inspired by the Lord's preeminence, always coming from a place of love. Thank you for joining me at Words Accompanied by the Spirit.